at 3,776 meters, Mount Fuji is Japan's highest mountain. Mount Fuji, a symbol of Japan, is well known worldwide.
Sounds idyllic, and perhaps the top of a mountain is just the place to escape the temptations of Wi-Fi. From Friday, climbers can attach their smartphones to 8 Wi-Fi hotspots on the mountain, including 3 at the summit.
Mount Fuji is considered a very special sacred mountain in Japan, so most people who visit Japan want to climb it, and then also Japanese people want to climb it once in their lifetime. People think that you can go to Japan any time and climb Mount Fuji, but the climbing season is only 8 to 10 weeks long, so it's only in the summer months that Mount Fuji can actually be climbed, so from July into the first week of September. Most people do it over 2 days because altitude sickness can be a problem, so we encourage people to climb partway up the mountain, stay in a mountain hut, and then climb to the top for the sunrise.
A sacred mountain, but some would say is nothing sacred if Wi-Fi is up it these days.
For Japanese people and for visitors, it's usually something they only do once. So when people do climb it, they want to take a photo, and it is usually considered a real achievement to get to the top. So people, Japanese and visitors, they want to share a photo from the top of Mount Fuji.
That's what's behind it. Basically, people can't wait to get down. They have to do it there and then, and that's why you've put the Wi-Fi signal up there.
Absolutely. Even before this, there is actually a post box on top of Mount Fuji, so people could send a postcard from the top of Mount Fuji already. So this has been a big thing. I guess online a lot more people can see it if it's on Instagram and Twitter.
Do you think some people are going to be a bit upset? People, obviously, it's a very popular spot, but some people might say, well, you know, perhaps it is one place we could have been free of the terror of Wi-Fi.
Mount Fuji, it's not like climbing just a regular mountain, getting out into nature. Mount Fuji was UNESCO World Heritage listed in 2013, but it wasn't a nature listing. It was a cultural listing because it was considered very significant for the effect it has had on Japanese art and poetry and religion as well. So Mount Fuji, it's not really about getting back into nature. It's a spiritual experience and an experience that's shared with a lot of people. It's popular and it's only open for climbing 8 to 10 weeks. So on those weeks that it is open for climbing, it does get very busy.